move forward.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Step to be square.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition, with Paul Harris filling in for Frank every week. Thank you for listening. Tina and Ian and Dan are here. And so is Joe Hipperson. Brought to you by the seven area Auric stores. All locally owned, all locally operated. You can go in and see vacuum cleaners and all sorts of other Auric devices. Or check out their whole catalog at auric.com. And now, here's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Happy Friday, Joe.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy Friday to you, Mr. Paul Harris.
Before you get into the movies that are opening this weekend,
okay,
have you seen the story from London about Cinema Ninjas?
Cinema Ninjas.
There is a theater in Leicester Square in London called the Prince Charles Cinema, which really wants to clamp down on inconsiderate filmgoers. That's how the British would put it.
Oh.
The inconsiderate filmgoers.
Was that your British accent?
You know, I don't actually do accents or imitations or anything.
I was just curious.
Joe's got a pretty good one.
Can you?
Well, a bit, yeah, the inconsiderate filmgoers. So, right, I could talk like this a little bit if you want.
Wow, that, please don't, but that was very good.
It was on the spot. All right, so
that was nice. No,
and I appreciate that.
The only impression I do is Reverend Jim from Taxi. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's good.
You know what? I learned a long time ago from a friend of mine who was a professional comedian / impressionist, don't overdo it.
Yes.
If you do it too much, they're going to go, that doesn't sound like him. So if I go, and then I stop, he'll go, ooh, perfect.
You could also say that's, you could say, hey, we got an exclusive clip from Back to the Future when Doc Brown exits the DeLorean.
And
there you go.
That's it. Christopher Lloyd. I do one other, which is a little bit of Homer Simpson.
Okay. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to talk about Cinema Ninjas?
I don't want to do it now. That's it.
So we're obviously not doing it now, then.
No, we're not. We're not. Can you do Homer Simpson in an English accent?
Who would want to do Homer Simpson in an English? No, I can't.
Okay.
So Cinema Ninjas.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a group of volunteers, and I want you to remember that word right there. These people are volunteers who dress in black, skin-tight Lycra suits, covers up their entire body. They're dressed all in black so they can sneak around in the movie theater in the dark. And if you're on your cell phone, or if you're talking, or if you're crunching your popcorn too loud,
they stab you with the sword?
No. They have no ninja qualities whatsoever, but they come up and they try to tell you, don't do that.
Wow.
That would creep me out, man. If I'm eating popcorn watching a movie and I'm enjoying myself, and maybe I'm crunching a bit too much and I'm way into the film, and I hear right in my ear, because I don't see him because it's a cinema ninja.
Exactly.
I hear, be quiet. I would scream, I'd freak out, and then I'd create a bigger disturbance.
Yes.
And it would be a bigger ruckus, and everybody would want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
People would complain. I think it's a terrible idea.
All right. Now, I wrote a column years ago called Beacon of Shame. Because there was a time in America where you had ushers in the movie theater, and at the time before we got into multiplexes where you'd go to a place and there'd be 16, there'd be like a movie theater that had a balcony that would show, you know, like the Fox.
Right.
It was a movie theater at a time, before my time, but it was, and there would be ushers there who had flashlights. And if you were doing stuff you weren't supposed to do, which in those days included making out at the movies, they would come by and shine the beacon of shame in your face. And you didn't want to be spotlighted in the middle of a movie.
Everybody,
by the way, the beacon of shame was well over a million watts. I mean, when they shined it on you, yes. Everybody knew. That's why I called it the beacon of shame. I think they went away when Ushers went away. And I think the reason Ushers and the beacon of shame went away is because while they might have had a 50,000 watt bulb, a lot of people had a 22 caliber something else.
Right.
And that, I think, is the difference with the cinema ninjas between English and American moviegoers. If you had somebody sneak up to you in the middle of a movie you wanted to really, really see, Arbitrage, the new one from Richard Gere that you might be talking about today, or some, you know, The Avengers or Dark Knight Rises, and somebody sneaks up to you. And by the way, if you're a moviegoer who goes and sees it on the big screen, you may be completely enveloped in it so that you're like in movie zone. You don't see the people around you. You're not thinking about anything else.
You got your 3D glasses on, and you know that you can't use your peripherals or everything's going to get all jacked up, so you're looking straight ahead.
So somebody now is right in your ear going, shh, quiet down, put your phone away. Ah!
Right.
I know Americans who would be armed at that point with their concealed carry permits, and there would be carnage.
Yes. Well, and now everything's old. It's tragic, but with everything that went down with the Dark Knight Rises shooting
in Aurora,
and
yeah.
I mean, think about it. If somebody tried to do that in America, could you imagine how I would just be so freaked out if I noticed these hooded or black, you know, dressed up figures walking around in the movie theater? I think that's it. I'd be like, this is it. It's going down. And
I agree.
Freak out.
Not a good idea.
Now, since you do a good British accent,
yeah, right.
I'm going to walk over there.
Okay. You got a really nice step. I like that.
I want you to read.
Yeah.
Read from there on. This is one of the...
Okay, you want me to read here then, right?
This is one of the Cinema Ninja Volunteers.
We've all been there in cinemas when people are throwing popcorn and getting their phones out, she added. It's all about cinema etiquette and making people have a great experience and hopefully enhance that experience. So if we can stop the people from being naughty, then everyone else can enjoy it. We will quietly sneak up on them, obviously not wanting to scare anyone, and we'll give them a little tap and explain why they are doing something wrong.
If you're doing something naughty.
Naughty.
See, yes. Over in England, naughty means you left your phone on. In America, naughty means you're Fred Willard.
Yep. Yes.
Right, yeah, but you see, there's something to the word naughty. I mean, you know, if because it seems like that was a woman who said that. So if you're a girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a girl.
Naughty.
Girl with a British accent.
Naughty bits.
Are you going to go and be naughty? I mean, hey, come on. I'll be as naughty as you want me to be. I mean, really. A little naughty and randy. I mean, that's kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
I dig that. Okay, I have no idea where we are now. What's going on? You want to do the thing, or what do you want to do? You want to walk over here next to me again?
I know you're going to get naughty and randy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Who, by the way, I enjoy their work on Channel 2 News in the Morning.
Nice.
Randy naughty.
Now let's look at the movies that are opening up in our non-ninja cinemas this
weekend.
There you
go. Ninja-free movie experiences for you. Arbitrage actually opened last week. We did cover that one. Good flick, if you haven't checked it out yet. Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, good stuff.
Yeah.
This weekend, we have four to choose from. Let's see. Okay. House at the End of the Street is a PG-13 scary movie. I always like to make sure you realize it's a PG-13 scary movie, so it's intended more for the younger audience. It's not going to be a real, just scary, scary movie. You know, the Paranormal Activity movies, sure, they're a dime a dozen with the little one-trick pony thing of the, you know, video camera surveillance, but they're still pretty freaky, and they also, you know, they heighten up the scariness. PG-13, it's kind of a wash. You might as well watch it on TV. A mother and daughter move to a strange new town, and next door to them is a house with a secret. A secret where a daughter murdered her parents, and the killing has yet to stop, but they don't know it yet. But it does. It's basically mostly a lot of scenes of, hey, I'm going to walk down the hallway really slowly, and then something's going to jump, and I'm going to go freaked out. It's not going to be as tragic as you want it to be.
Here's another thing that happens in the movie. I have not seen the movie. I don't know anything more than what you just said, but I'm guaranteeing you this is a scene in the movie. Someone's walking down the street. They hear a creak or a creepy noise or possibly a scream. Rather than contact the authorities, what do?
Let's go investigate.
They go investigate.
Or there's a big cliche now where they'll hear that creak and they'll turn around and it'll be framed right in their face as they turn around.
Yeah.
And then when they turn back around, that's when the scary things happen.
Right.
It's like a paint by numbers thing. Every film, whenever they turn around, what was that noise? It's like, okay, 3, 2, 1,
boom,
and they're dead.
Yeah.
Right. So that's House at the End of the Street.
I love the let's go investigate it thing.
I do that at home. You don't do that? You hear a noise?
If I hear a blood-curdling scream from downstairs,
no.
My cell phone's right next to me at all times. We're going to do a little 911 action.
I go, Angela, go check out that noise. Go see what that is.
The big benefit and also the drawback to having pets, right? See, I got dogs. So for me, if I hear a scary noise and the dogs don't freak, I'm all good. But then the worst part is when you don't even hear the noise and the dogs start freaking out.
They start growling.
Yes.
Oh, I used to do that.
So then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, what is it, boy?
What is it? What is it? What? Let's go investigate. And then you're going with them.
No, I'm not going with them. I'm like that guy who sends the dove down the coal mine or something to see if there's gases or something.
I take the dog and just, the canary, right.
Just throw the dog down the steps and the dog comes back. I can go to sleep. The dog doesn't come back, then I'm jumping out the window. The other PG-13.
By the way, I just want to say to our PETA-loving listeners right now, don't be writing Joe about the dog thing.
He's a dog lover.
Right. Yeah.
And as the host of the Purina Animal Advice Show, heard Saturdays at 9 a.m. here at KTRS, I'm only having fun with a fun story.
Yes, but don't call with any canary questions because he thinks they're doves.
Thank you.
Other than that, he's good.
A little extra jab there at the end there, Paul. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trouble with the Curve is a Clint Eastwood movie. First time we have a Clint Eastwood movie where he didn't direct it since In the Line of Fire.
Oh.
It is a good movie. It is not a Gran Torino good movie. Yes, he's angry and he's an old man. It kind of seems as if he's just kind of playing the same role, but this is a little bit lighter. You've got John Goodman, Justin Timberlake, and the always awesome Amy Adams in this film. I definitely dig Amy Adams. You've probably seen the trailers. He is a scout. He is very old. He cannot do the job he used to do in the baseball field, so now he's got to lean on his daughter to do one last scouting run. The third act you'll see coming a mile away, but it's still a lot of fun, and it's the only time I can remember a Clint Eastwood movie starting where at the very beginning of the film, he's arguing with his Johnson. It's very interesting.
Wow, I was going to say, this movie isn't about Bill Clinton, Trouble with the Curve.
No,
it's totally different.
Yeah.
And he's arguing with his Johnson, not an empty chair.
Correct. Yeah. He's staring down.
Do you think there'll be fallout from his appearance at the Republican convention when it comes to box office for this movie?
I don't believe so, because I think enough people maybe caught the interview he did on Extra, where he basically said, well, hey, would you do that same speech again? He's like, yeah, it's me. What do you expect? You want me to go and speak at a political thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever I want. Yeah. I had fun with it. I don't really care. I don't really look back. And he made it seem as if he was a lot more aware than he let on. It was all just a big act.
When I was doing the Martin Kilcoyne show here earlier this week, I played a clip of him appearing on Ellen DeGeneres' daytime show, and I think we all would have to agree that Ellen's audience is much more likely to be Obama supporters than Romney supporters.
Yes.
And here's Clint Eastwood, and you think, you know, well, he was at a Republican convention, they're not going to like it. It was more proof that this guy is bulletproof. They laughed, they applauded, they love the guy.
Yeah.
America loves the guy. I think it's not going to affect the box office at all. What will affect the box office is their word of mouth, because it's not as great as you want it to be. You're saying it's only good.
It's a good movie. It's not a great movie. I would give it a straight B. I would not give it an A or anything, just because, to me, kind of like a movie like Moneyball that everybody gushed over. To me, it was too obvious. It's too obvious a film. You know what I mean?
I'm going
through the motions.
Just spoiler alert, at the end, he's euthanized by Hillary Swank. I hope I didn't give too much away.
Thanks a lot, man.
People enjoy the $1 million baby jokes. You go ask them. They love that.
Yeah. The other two films you might want to choose from are Dread 3D, which is horrifically awful. This movie sucks eggs, okay? You got Urban, the guy that everybody loves, Bones, now in the new Star Trek movie, replacing the role made famous by Sylvester Stallone. I am not downing or dissing this movie because I'm a huge Stallone fan. I'm just downing and dissing it because it's a terrible, terrible movie. Dread 3D is more
like Judge Dredd?
Exactly. This is a remake or a reimagining of Judge Dredd. And, you know, the costume set design is a lot like the other film that you saw. Very different storyline, more in tune with exactly what the comic books were about. But it's just, it's just, I don't want to say.
Until I asked you if it was Judge Dredd, I wasn't sure if it was a remake, because we have audio of Sylvester Stallone actually reviewing the new movie Dredd.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Well, let's roll that.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, Judge Dredd, I mean, he brought it back. You know, it's good.
Wow. I guess he liked
Stallone.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's not on Extra, by the way, or Entertainment Tonight. That's a Large Morning Show in the Afternoon exclusive.
That's right.
The fourth and final film is End of Watch. End of Watch is an R-rated film about the LAPD. You've got Jake Gyllenhaal. You've also got that guy, Michael Pena. You guys know who Michael Pena is?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, really good actor.
He's the actor in that End of Watch movie.
Yeah, thanks, man. he starred opposite Nicolas Cage in the World Trade Center movie. You saw him in Tower Heist, where he was the new guy, the new employee. He's been in so many films that you forget. He's got great versatility. He can be a serious actor. He can be a comedic actor. Really good, really, really good in this movie. It's done almost in a way where all the surveillance videos that, think of Rodney King. Think of surveillance videos on the LAPD.
Yeah.
The entire film is shown in that point of view. So you see these guys doing their thing, having fun from the point of view of like a video camera, surveillance camera. Everything's cool until they do a little routine bust and they kind of knock over these guys who are like drug mules. They're guys who are part of a cartel. Mm. Once they confiscate that, they're then marked for death by this huge drug cartel. And it's a really interesting...
I hate when that happens.
Well, it's an interesting kind of, cat and mouse kind of thriller, but it's told from the point of view of the surveillance footage. So it's everybody's kind of doing that now, but it still really, really works. Very suspenseful, very good stuff.
Sounds like you're recommending End of Watch.
I'm saying of the four you could choose from, End of Watch, definitely go and see that in the movie theater. Trouble with the Curve, I would wait until you can rent it. The other two, I would just avoid like the plague.
Okay. I like things put in that perspective now because you do have that choice. And, when a movie's coming out, I think to myself, do I have to see that on a big screen or can I Netflix that one?
Wait. Exactly. Right. Now, I know this is your favorite part. I got a couple of bands you might want to check out or you might want to see. Tonight, we've got...
By the way, before you get into this week's bands, last week's Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang, you mentioned it and I said I couldn't go. I didn't even know it was going to happen. I heard from a guy named Chris, who listened to the show last week and went out to the Family Arena on our recommendation of that show and emailed me afterwards saying, thank you. That was one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
Wow.
I think that's a good pat on the back for just such an important segment as this hip on entertainment segment.
Absolutely.
Or also you, what you say.
Well, he would never have known about it if you had not been the guy with the information there.
Wow. Look at you and me like peas in a pod, man. This is great.
Right.
Seriously, I'm loving it. All right.
It's not like we sent up to see Hemorrhaging Pea Fields or whatever that was.
Hemorrhaging Pea Fields?
Whatever it was.
That's a good name.
Like 2 weeks ago, wasn't that the name? Like, Ian, was that the name of the band?
There was definitely a hemorrhage in there somewhere.
Here's a couple of options for you tonight. War Beast will be over at Pops. The Who Band, which is a cover band over at the old Rock
House.
And
what kind of music do they do as a cover band?
Nice.
Boston. Beatles? How would that be if you went to see the Who Band and they're doing more than a feeling?
The Firebird tonight is where you can go and see Sink the Bismarck. A very famous band, Dred Zeppelin, will be playing Blueberry Hill. It's a big in-joke, but really, Dred Zeppelin, Blueberry Hill. Cicero's has Love Slurpee. The Dirty Feathers are over at the Heavy Anchor. The 44s are at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups. Two Hoosiers and a Hatchet will be playing at the Highway 61 Roadhouse. And in case you're really wanting to just close your eyes and imagine dental work, you can go see Kenny G at the Powell Symphony Hall this evening. Saturday night, Henry's Humans will be at Shea, Maryland in Alton, Illinois.
Well, we have to put an asterisk on this.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Because I understand, I hear that the lead singer of Henry's Humans may have a little vocal problem. Have you heard anything about that, Tina?
I heard about that, but there's everybody's praying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, though? We could really channel some Janice. You know what I'm saying?
I tried that in the car.
Did it work?
How was it?
For a little while until it really cracked the wrong way.
Yeah, there you go. Or just get like get Dan to do some stand-up bass and just do the song Fever and just do it like the way you're speaking. I'm serious. That's a great idea.
Boom. Okay.
Just trying to help him. All right, Saturday.
Dan, he wasn't suggesting that you sing Fever.
Oh.
No.
He was suggesting that you do the stand-up bass, the walking bass, and that Tina does Fever.
He can't play and walk at the same time.
We could do that for 4 hours.
Yeah, it's the jam band version of Fever.
The Grateful Dead version.
Saturday night, if you're interested, you've got the Funky Butt Brass Band.
They are really, really good.
The Funky Butt Brass Band. They will be at Blue City Deli on Saturday. The Rough Riders at Kirkwood Station. Steve Ewing Band over at Mount Pleasant. The Pat Sajak Assassins will be playing on Saturday. They're going to be at Mangia Italiano over at Lemons. You can check out Black.
I believe that'll be Mangia Italiano.
I apologize. Mangia Italiano is where you can see the Pat Sajak
Mangia
Assassins.
Mangia would be like the English accent.
No, that's Chuck's cousin, Mangia.
Right.
Sorry, mate. I'll go on. Hey, Black for a Second will be at Lemons on Saturday night. Faithful Rejection over at FUBAR. The Great Grandfathers are playing at Plush. Matthew Sweet. Yes. Matthew Sweet over at Blueberry Hill.
The guy who did Break My Stride.
Matthew Sweet guy did the girlfriend song.
Oh, that Matthew was Matthew Sweet. Wilder.
Yeah, oh, that was Matthew Wilder?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew Sweet's more like the grunge era.
Okay.
My friend. Okay. Also on Saturday, the very first concert I ever saw in my entire life featured Mr. Big, Jackal, and Rush. And Rush will be playing the Scott Trade Center Saturday night. Tickets, $123.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
And Saturday over at 20.
$123 for Rush?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Over at
$100 too much.
Yeah. Here to the radio.
At 2720 Cherokee on Saturday, you can check out Spankalicious. That is some good stuff.
You know, I got another email last week, and I'm sorry to the woman who wrote it, who I don't remember your name. I apologize, and I didn't bring it in here with me. But she heard us a couple of weeks ago when you were doing your band segment, and she said you should do a contest on the show where Joe makes up.
Oh, you got to pick the fake
name,
band up.
And we would have to pick that out.
Yeah.
And I wrote back to her and I said, that sounds like a great idea, except for one thing. We would never win.
Yeah, but you know what? There's something to that. We could have a lot of fun with that. If you want to roll the dice on that next week,
okay,
I'll throw in one fake one.
Yes.
Okay, and then you guys will decide which
nice.
You pick.
Okay,
that
good
sounds
idea.
Good.
Yeah, right. I like that.
This is awesome. Okay, so I'm
don't
really...
put hemorrhage in the name. I'm picking that one every time.
Right. What was it? What did you think? The hemorrhaging pea fields or something?
Whatever. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the band, but...
No, we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Okay,
all right,
good.
So I am very, very short on time. So, and last but not least... All right, I'll see if I can bang this out as quick as I can here. Here's something family fun for everybody starting tomorrow. The Art of the Brick will be at the Magic House. That is where you can see 30 large-scale Lego designs. They will blow your mind.
Ooh, very cool.
Free with admission, great family fun. These things are insane. They're like life-size. These things are like dudes, just guys, and there's all these interesting things all done by Legos. Kids will absolutely love it. For the adults, there is, of course, Manhunt. Manhunt is kicking off this weekend, September 21st. Starting tonight, if you go to, Ian, do me a favor. Can you help me with this one? Because I'm running short on time.
Sure.
Yeah. Where do people go?
Chicentertainment.com,
right.
I believe.
They go to chicentertainment.com.
STL.com, yep.
Harry's and Chic Entertainment are putting together the 2012 Men of the USA Manhunt. Now, I am thinking, I might give this a shot. I can't do it this Friday, but I think I should give it a shot.
What is it?
That's right. It's
all themed from Magic Mike. They're looking for the next Magic Mike. So guys can show up, right,
mm-hmm.
and do their Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about getting my magic on sometime soon, but I'll make sure to let everybody know the Friday night I'm choosing.
You're not doing the full Hipperson, are you?
I might go full hip.
Wow. Look out, ladies.
I might go full hip at Manhunt. Cannot do it this weekend, but maybe in one of the weekends to come, and I will tell you which weekend it'll be. 15 at the door, 20 hours. Gets you a VIP at the door where you might even get to meet the hip. So I'm saying this is going to do it for me. I will talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Nice job, Joe.
Take care, guys.
You know, I wish that we had bought the giant Legos when my kid was really small. And I know every parent can completely relate to this. If you have children with Legos, and you've had to go get some water or something else in the middle of the night, or have to go down the hall because they're crying about something in bed, and the Legos are on the floor, and your feet are bare.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing to step on.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if they were all the size of a couch, we would never have a problem. They would never get lost. You would never step on them. No problem there. I'm going to go to the Magic House and buy some. 436 at the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. You're looking at westbound 64 running pretty slow now from Boyle to McCausland. That's due to an earlier accident that had the two right lanes blocked. It has been cleared. We're looking slow again from 270 out through Mason, Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. A couple slow pockets as you make your way there. Northbound 170 slow from 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270 stop and go north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 looks like it stacks up from McDonald through Lindbergh at 170. We also have eastbound 70 heavy between Salisbury and 10th Street. Westbound 70 heavy as you make your way from Jennings Station through Lucas and Hunt. And then again 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Jack in the Box. The entire menu is available anytime, including all your late night favorites like tacos, ultimate cheeseburgers, seasoned curly fries, and real ice cream shakes. Satisfy your late night cravings and make a late night foodie call at Jack in the Box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Mike Kelly. make sure to start each week with Sports Sunday. From 10 a.m. until noon on the Big 550 KTRS, Jim Holder and company will review the week in sports before eyeing the next week. Mizzou, the Cardinals, Rams, and Blues, all analyzed by the best correspondents in the business. For the most in-depth weekend sports show, it's Sports Sunday from 10 to noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
As a St. Louisan, you like to hear about good St. Louis success stories. Well, that's Jennifer Williams from St. Louis Closet Company. 20 years ago, she started St. Louis Closet Company, and today, it's as good as it's ever been. 100% custom closets manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, 100% truly made and manufactured right here in St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company has a brand new showroom on Big Bend in Maplewood. To find out more, 314-781-9000. Call them today. They'll come out to your house and give you a free in-home estimate. They'll take that space and they'll turn it into closets. They'll go to their Maplewood facility. They'll manufacture it and they'll custom make it. Then they'll turn back to your house and get it installed in just one day. St. Louis Closet Company. All sorts of deals by a St. Louis company. 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com. 20 plus years of being St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Hey guys, if you want to get bigger and stronger and get that way faster, everybody knows creatine works. Lifters know this, athletes know this, even scientists know this. So here's something you should know. Right now, you can get a free bottle of pure creatine just by calling 1-800-ATHLETE. That's right. Now you can power yourself up with pure creatine for free and start building more speed, more endurance, more strength, and start lifting more weight. So call now to make sure you receive your free bottle. Hundreds of studies and thousands of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. The results are guaranteed. And right now, you're guaranteed to get a free bottle of pure creatine. This offer won't last, so you must call now. So put the explosive power of creatine to work for you for free. To guarantee your free bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. Again, that's 1-800-ATHLETE. 1-800-ATHLETE.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or JohnBealRoofing.com.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the large morning show in the afternoon. Friday edition with Paul Harris, filling in for Frank every week from 3 till 6. Thanks for listening. Knuckleheads in the news in about a half hour. And then later on, you know what I just realized? We don't do knuckleheads in the news in a half hour. We do the Harris Challenge in a half hour.
Yeah.
We'll do knuckleheads in the news in a half a minute.
Ian. Okay.
Okay. First, let's do this giveaway. Mark Moser, one of our sales managers here, walked in to the studio a little while ago and said, this is something you can give away on the show. Now, don't call yet, because you're going to have to answer a trivia question in order to win this. But first, let me tell you what it is, and then don't call unless you can actually go to this tomorrow night. It's an event called A Night of Magic at CBC High School to raise money for the Junior Cadets, which is an organization that provides resources for children and teens to participate in organized athletics in town. The magic part of it is a live performance by Ken Courtney, who calls himself the Magic Hitman, who was on the Martin Kilcoyne show here last week in the studio doing some stuff. And, you know, radio magic, how does that work? It worked, and he's amazing.
That's what they said, that some of the people in the office, he was doing some tricks out in the office, and they said it was unbelievable.
So if you want to go to this tomorrow night, first of all, don't call unless you can go. And second of all, it's not just going to be a seat for you at this. It's a table we're giving away, a table for 10 people. So you could take 9 people with you. You get drinks and hors d'oeuvres. You get dinner provided by John Minio's, which is a pretty good Italian place there over at Clayton and Mason in the Straub's Shopping Center there in Town and Country. So you get drinks, hors d'oeuvres, dinner from them, and then at 8:30, Ken Courtney's going to...
Where is it held?
It's going to be at CBC High School, and he'll perform in the Gundacre Theater there. So if you would like to win that, you know, I don't like to do caller 3 or caller 5 or something like that. So I thought to myself, well, it's a night of magic. Let's bring out that song, Magic, from the 70s. This one right here.
Oh, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
How much do you think the La 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 people get paid?
You know. Never believe it's not so.
Okay. Here's the question. What's the name of that band? Notice how I didn't ask it beforehand, because then people just Shazam it and they know the answer.
Yes.
Shazam.
So if you know the name of this band, and you can go, and you're going to get some friends together, I mean, this is a free magic show and dinner and drinks for 10 people.
Unbelievable.
We're giving this away to help promote this event tomorrow night at CBC High School. 969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS, right to the phones. Rob, what's the name of the band?
Bay City Rollers.
Oh, so wrong.
No.
Sorry, not the Bay City Rollers. They're the ones who did S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night.
Yep.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. What's the name of the band?
Is it Pilot?
It is Pilot.
Nice. Good job, Jim.
And that song was a medley of their hit.
Yeah, yes.
All right, congratulations, Jim. Now you can go tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, you know I can't.
What did I just spend 5 minutes saying on the radio?
Sorry, I wasn't even thinking.
Oh, man, the lady that called, she just called and she just yelled out, Pilot! I just went KTRS, she went, Pilot! It's like,
I'm sorry.
Now what do we do? Boy, this is
Jim.
This is awkward.
Jim,
you're fired.
Yeah,
You're taking us to dinner tomorrow night. At John Minio's.
All right. Well, we can just give somebody else a chance to play. You know, it. The name of the band may change. You never know.
Have a good weekend, Jim.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Why do I bother explaining things ahead of time?
I don't know.
Sound like
try
a parent.
Lori.
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 She may not have heard the rules and everything earlier.
Lori.
Yes.
How are you today, Lori?
I'm great.
Okay,
how are you?
Before you say anything else, what are you doing tomorrow night, Lori?
I'm hoping I'm going to the benefit.
There's a magic word you have to say here.
Pilot.
Pilot, oh my God. Lori, I can't believe it. You know what? After all those wrong answers we had, Lori, to pull that out of thin air like that was fantastic.
Did she get all those other people together?
You have nine people you could take with you, Lori?
I could get them together.
Because if you like, I'll go to our other phone lines.
Yeah. No, I can
get some
together.
People for you.
Yeah. Well, all right, congratulations. Now, I want you to hold on, Lori. Dan's going to get your name. You don't have to come to the radio station to pick anything up. He's going to give you some secret password or something that you can use when you go to CBC High School tomorrow night. 6 o'clock dinner, 6 o'clock drinks and hors d'oeuvres, 7 o'clock dinner, 8:30, Ken Courtney doing this magic show. Have a great time.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy it and have a good weekend. All courtesy of the Big 550 KTRS, where the rules do matter. It's a wacky concept, but I thought we'd give it a shot. Now that's the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Devon, England, with 51-year-old Allison Whelan, who went on a two-day bender of hallucinogenic nightshade plants and Lambrini wine.
Far up.
After nearly 48 hours of drinking and drugging, Allison was feeling indestructible, and she and a friend staggered aboard a double-deck 100-seat ferry boat called the Dark Princess. They were walking around the boat thinking it was the coolest thing ever. They kept tripping over these ropes. So they untied the ropes, which, of course, had kept the ferry moored to the dock. Now the boat goes drifting down the river, banging into the other boats as Allison stands behind the wheel yelling out, "I'm Jack Sparrow! I'm a pirate!"
Oh, my goodness.
30 cop cars and one police boat and one crash later, the Dart Princess banged into another boat and caused $100,000 in damage. The cops finally got on there when lifeboat crews intercepted her. At one point when they were chasing her, she was yelling, "I'm a pirate! You can't catch me! What are you going to do now? I'm a pirate! I'm out of your jurisdiction!" Not so much there, Allison. 122 days in jail and restitution to the boat owners. One cop said it was like watching a river pinball machine as she bounced from side to side. Now, while we're on the water, let's go to Groton, Connecticut, where a Navy officer was dismissed last month as commander of a nuclear submarine after the Navy found out that he had faked his own death. Navy Commander Michael P. Ward II was relieved of his duties aboard the USS Pittsburgh a week after taking command of the attack submarine when they discovered that he had sent his mistress an email from a fictitious person named Bob saying that Ward had died unexpectedly. So to get out of his relationship with her, he pretended to be dead. The Navy, which had put him in charge of a nuclear submarine, didn't think this was such a funny prank or such a good idea. He got a letter of reprimand for adultery and other military violations, and now he's probably going to lose his position in the United States Navy. Now we go to Vero Beach, Florida, where Byron Harvey had a lot going on in his pants. A Beals department store called the cops when he walked into a dressing room with an inordinate number of things in his hands. The deputies went in there, and one of the sergeants heard and smelled Harvey burning plastic packaging off things and saw him through a curtain jamming stuff in his pants. Those things included $450 worth of shoes, clothes, and other items.
Whoa.
In addition to a bottle of pills. He told the deputy he'd been up for 3 days drinking and doing powder and pills, but the green pills in his pocket, those weren't his. The pants he'd worn into the store were his girlfriend's, and the pills belonged to her.
Sure.
Yeah. The Beals officials recovered their $450 worth of items. Harvey is doing some time on felony charges. And while we're talking about pants, let's go to Whitburn, England, for the story of Gary Craig. Who you may not know this, he's up for the Guinness Book of World Records record for wearing the most pants simultaneously. 302 pairs of pants. Although in the picture I saw, it looks like some of them are underpants. Maybe they're all just pulled up and bunched up. I don't know. Craig, whose nickname is Geordie Pantsman, shot to fame 2 years ago when he pulled on a record-breaking 211 pairs of underpants. Then his record was broken by Janine Keblish of the U.S., who squeezed on a whopping 252 pairs. So on Sunday, Gary decided to get the record back and pulled on 302. He said, quote, "I wanted to be the first person to put on over 300 pairs, and I did it. I want to thank my wife, Jacqueline, who helped me out by getting all the pants ready and helping me get them on. She doesn't like the limelight, so I'm going to take all the credit."
Well, team effort.
Good for you, Gary. I am imploring you to go online and search for the Pants Man picture.
Oh, great. Where does he get them off?
That's a very good question I was going to ask.
And I would think women would be easier because their our underwear, like, you know, real nylon thin.
Yeah.
Thicker.
And by the way, women's underwear, not necessarily all the way around. I don't want to picture Gary in a G-string.
No.
A thong.
A thong. I just... 302 pair of pants. I don't think in my life combined, a cumulative total, I've owned 302 pairs of pants. Yep. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
Now with a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
How I love getting in the airplane, putting my headset on, tuning in KTRS, and hearing useless information.
This is the place for it.
I know.
You say that like it's something new. You've only been on the show for years.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much. You can't make that stuff up. Let's see here. We are over Highway 4064 and 270 now. Now, on westbound 64, it is jammed up approaching Kings Highway through Big Bend. And then we're just a little bit off the pace between 270 and Mason. Not bad at all. Now, we still have the same situation as we did yesterday. You're down to one lane approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. But the good thing is, maybe people were forewarned or something because it only jams up from Jefferson to just a little bit, well, to Busch Stadium, and then that's where it goes down to one lane, and you're slow going over the Poplar Street Bridge. Over in Illinois, everything looks pretty good. Southbound 270, it looks like it's heavy on either side of Olive, and then it slows 64 down through Big Bend. Eastbound 64 here is slow between Mason and 270. We got a slow-moving truck here. This traffic report, well, let's see, we also have, that's all it is. We have this report brought to you by United Way. Helping people, that's what United Way does. From feeding families to helping children reach their potential, United Way of Greater St. Louis helps more than 1 million people locally. Join them at helpingpeople.org. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
On the next Handle on the Law.
Understatement is a gift. Some people have it, some people don't. I'm going to tell you about one prosecutor that has clearly mastered the art of understatement. Because if what the defendant did is simply not acceptable, I'd hate to find out what she thinks is a real bad crime. That and so much marginal legal advice, you'll be convinced that that statement alone is understated.
Handle on the Law, Sunday nights at 9 on KTRS.
When it comes to O'Kelly's at the ballpark, I can guarantee you this much right now. I can vouch for the nachos, pizzas, burgers, amazing pub pretzels, signature sandwiches, and so much more. I absolutely love the atmosphere and the food at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. So will you. It's become the place to go before, during, and after every baseball game because O'Kelly's at the ballpark is a stone's throw from Busch Stadium. And as I mentioned before and will mention often, the food is terrific. A veritable plethora of flat-screen TVs to watch every minute weekend of all the action. Live music, DJs, karaoke, pool, darts, 3 bars, outdoor patio, 2 floors, and the best-looking bartenders in all the land. Happy hours 7 days a week. O'Kelly's at the Ballpark. Check them out. O'Kelly's at the Ballpark on Facebook. I can tell you this much right now. You want a great lunch, awesome food at a cheap price? Make it your destination before, after, and during every baseball game. 756 South 4th Street. That's O'Kelly's at the Ballpark.
This is Tom Voss from Ameren. Join the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the Light the Night Walk on September 28th. Learn more at lighttonight.org/GAT.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Well, Kelsey Grammer is now the latest person to bail out at the last minute on Pierce Morgan's CNN show. He left after CNN flashed a photo of his ex-wife on the monitor in the green room. Grammer now brings a total of about a half dozen guests who have canceled or run out. In fact, there's now officially more people that have bailed on Morgan than actually watch him. And on stage in Amsterdam this week, Lady Gaga smoked a joint on stage. Yeah, things really went crazy when she got the munchies and ate her meat breast. And finally, this afternoon. Now, the folks over in Iran say they're developing their own version of the Internet, making their own version of the Internet. It's pretty much just like ours, so much so, in fact, that it was actually invented by a politician there named Ahmed Gore. Just like ours. The most powerful segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Bill, let's give a big plug for the trivia show. Will you be on after Mizzou tomorrow night?
No Mizzou game tomorrow night, so I think they're playing during the day. So we'll be on 9 to midnight right here.
3 hours of trivia with Bill Cleveland every Saturday night here on the Big 550 KTRS. Have a great weekend.
You too. See you. Thanks.
And we'll play a little trivia here in about 15 minutes on a little thing I created called the Harris Challenge, all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for following me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show, or on my website, harrisonline.com. It's 5 o'clock. This is the Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News.